Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you know the Lord says in the scriptures that he doesn't do anything till he reveals it to his people first? And the people he reveals it to, we call them prophets, people that kind of are hearing what God is going to do, what he's going to say, what he's going to be saying, and they begin to repeat what God is saying. That's how you can go around the country and around the world sometimes and hear the same thing being preached or said, because God is speaking to his church. You know, God speaks to his church. Jesus said, you know, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. We can hear what the Lord is saying, and he begins to share some of his secrets with us. Well, he actually spoke to Cindy Jacobs, she's a prophet, in regards to what's going to be taking place in Washington, D.C., and spoke specifically about the swamp, the political, you know, thing that's kind of quagmired up right now. And you're thinking, this is a Congress that told America that they wanted to be able to fix healthcare. They wanted to be able to give us jobs. They want us to be able to empower us. But yet they're just kind of just stale and stuck. And it's like our president's going, didn't you say you wanted to do this? They told the previous president. They said for 8 years, he said, this is what you need to do. And you know what? They owe him an apology, because they didn't even do it when he wasn't even there, when they had a president in charge. Guess what? That's called the swamp. There's people that are stuck. There's strongholds that are stuck right there. And God's going to unstick Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Cindy Jacobs as she's with Jim Baker explaining about how God said he's going to drain the swamp and how it gets worse before it gets better. Then we have 3 years of peace. Check it out.
Cindy, you had a vision of the swamp being drained. When was that?
Well, it was a few months ago. Actually, it was before. Well, it was right after the inauguration sometime. And the Lord showed me that as the swamp was drained, there were swamp creatures.
Oh.
And what I saw was alligators and, you know, snakes and everything. They were all fighting each other. The lower the swamp got, the more they turned against each other. And the Lord said to me, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get very bad, seemingly, in Washington, D.C. But then after that, it's like when you drain a swamp, this actually happens, you know, where all the creatures get all upset and everything. They're fighting for the remaining water or whatever, that was going to happen. It's very interesting. And then we were up in Washington, D.C., for a time when Vice President Pence was celebrating Jerusalem Day, I think it was, Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets and Mike and we were sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the presence of God filled, literally just, wasn't it amazing, Mike?
Isn't it amazing he does that when we're eating?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we were eating and they gave the vision for Lori's house.
Yeah.
You know, when you break bread together, the Holy Spirit just comes
something
sometimes.
Happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and Chuck began to prophesy. What Chuck prophesied is there's going to be 10 months of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be 3 years of peace, depending on how we pray and what we do the next 10 months.
Yeah.
And that will be up like next February.
Mm.
And so then it got really wild after that. The whole Russian thing came out again, the Comey firing, and all this happened.
Yes.
Well, you know, for me, when I heard what Comey did and turned over that memo to the press, I personally thought if he was my, I don't know the timeline and all that, but I just thought, you know, the man did not deserve to stay.
No.
You know, I mean, if somebody is turning against you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Dutch and I were praying with Romero Pena and some others.
Yes.
And at that time, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, there are many moles in the various agencies, the FBI, many of the agencies. And the Lord said to me, I want you to pray that every mole is exposed. So we began to pray. Yeah, you can clap your hands on that.
Yeah.
And it began to happen. And we began to just legislate in the heavens over that.
Yeah.
And so I want to say to you that something remarkable is getting ready to happen, but it's going to be the swamp wars.
Mm.
It's swamp wars.
Mm.
And it's going to continue till next February.
Yeah.
But it's going to take that long to drain the swamp enough that these wars are over. So, you know, if it gets worse and worse, you know, we can get afraid, or we can say, praise the Lord, you know, because things are getting exposed and getting changed. Yeah. But we've got to pray.
It's all in how we pray. Listen, your prayers are heard. They make a difference. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I want to encourage you to pray. Pray that these moles are revealed. Pray that this gridlock would end. Pray that the swamp would be drained and purity would come. This one prophetic word that came from Brett Holderbaum out of Ohio, and it was a word the Lord showed him when he was at the VFN Dream Center, that all of a sudden this God's wind is going to begin to blow across Washington, D.C. And look at the wind coming from everywhere now with these hurricanes. And it's going to take down all the monuments. We're seeing in the natural monuments being challenged. But after they come down, then all of a sudden a new wind is going to come. And she's talking about 10 months. That's February 2018. Dear Lord, let it happen. And speaking of that, understand there's something happening so very, very important. It's called the Budget Reconciliation Act. Do you know this thing called that is over September the 30th? Which means this. If Congress decides to pass a new health care bill to change Obamacare, do away with it, bring in tax reconciliation or a new tax plan for America, they can do it with 50 votes up to September 30th. But after September 30th, they're going to do away with the Budget Reconciliation Act, which says now they have to have 60 votes. If they can't hardly do it with 50 votes, understand September 30th is a big, big day. And I want to encourage you to pray and call your congressman or congresswoman and say, listen, you need to get an agreement. You need to do it now. Because what happens if they tie at 50, the Vice President Mike Pence can vote in the Senate and they can pass that. They can pass tax reform. They can pass health care reform. They can pass all these things just quickly. A new wall for our borders, all these different things. But after the 30th of September, they got to have 60 votes. And we lost the last vote, the people that are wanting our country to be sustained, by like one or two votes. It was like it was Senator McCain out of his particular district came in, and one vote shifted everything. So pray that the swamp gets drained. And it's amazing. And it's like these are grown folks that told all their constituents that they would do this, and they're there and they can't do it. And it's amazing. It's like they're strategizing against the citizens of America. Pray. God will intervene. God's saying, I am doing this. It's my hand. It's the sword of heaven coming down. But we got to get in agreement with God, not with all these naysayers and people that are coming down to that last part of the water that she talked about when they start draining the swamp. What happens is the creatures in the swamp start fighting over little puddles of water. You can see that in where alligators are and where different animals are. When the dry season comes in, they start fighting over that little bit of water. And that's what you're seeing right now. They're fighting over oxygen. They're fighting over water. They're fighting over political territory. But they're fighting against the winds of God. So be in agreement with God. So after it's over, it won't be a history lesson for you. It'll be something that you're writing about because you prayed and locked into God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.